From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. More than 80 people in Louisiana have been found innocent of crimes they were convicted of, according to the National Registry of Exonerations. Calvin Duncan is among them. As he faced trial, then prison time for a murder he did not commit, he started to learn everything he could about the law to fight for his freedom. Duncan and co-author Sophie Call tell his story in the new book, The Jailhouse Lawyer. The Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist spoke to them about the book.
Calvin, this book details how you learned the law in prison after being wrongfully convicted. But on the way, you helped a lot of other incarcerated people as an inmate counsel or jailhouse lawyer. For people who might not know, what is a jailhouse lawyer?
Well, a jailhouse lawyer is a person that decides to help other people incarcerated that cannot afford a lawyer and need legal assistance in proving to the court that their convictions was unconstitutional, or filing a civil rights complaint because they are being refused medical treatment. And most of the people that's in prison cannot afford a lawyer. So a counsel sub or a jailhouse lawyer takes on a role as a lawyer to provide that representation.
So when you guys were working on this book, you sketch in these true-to-life scenes from Louisiana's justice system across decades. You take readers from the now-shuttered House of Detention in New Orleans to criminal court to the prison at Angola. What did you guys do to help call up these detailed scenes from memory?
Long rides to street court. Yeah, Sophie and I, we both worked at the Capitol Appeals Project. And we would take these long trips to Streetport to actually consult and get with the leaders of that community, because there was a rebel flag being flown in front of the courthouse. And on these long trips, I would tell Sophie the stories about, my journey in prison, which was real therapeutic for me, because at that time, I didn't have anybody to tell these stories to. So that's how they all came about, is me, she and I taking these long trips to Shreveport.
Sophie, what was it like hearing those stories?
It was like watching a movie on those car rides. It was incredible to hear not just what he'd been through and what he'd done with his time in prison, but to have him take me inside those walls and really share scenes of his life was remarkable. And I think because I have my own experience in some of those places, it also helped me to be able to paint a picture with Calvin of some of those scenes from being in the courtrooms and visiting Angola in my professional life.
This is a really unique subject. Your experience, Calvin, rising to law practice after being wrongfully imprisoned. What do you hope people take away from this book?
I hope what people take away is that there's humans, that we are people behind that docket number. Every case is a person behind that case, whether that person is innocent, whether that person committed their crime, whether they committed their crime under the influence of drugs or from previous abuse. And that, I'm hoping that is when people read and say that, even like judges and prosecutors, that behind every case is a person. Then the second thing that I wish that people would take away is that we all entitled to access to the courts.
What about you, Sophie?
I would add, to me, Calvin's story is a story of people banding together in an impossible situation to do what they can to help each other, and in helping each other, maintaining hope in a hopeless situation. And I think we're in a time right now where there are many systems in our midst that feel like they're failing, or that people are desperate for help inside them, and we on the outside don't always know how to help. And what I've learned from Calvin and from working with him on this story is that the answer sometimes to that problem lies on the inside. And our job is actually to support and empower the work already happening inside those systems.
That was Calvin Duncan and Sophie Cull, authors of the book, The Jailhouse Lawyer. Thanks, you guys, for talking with me.
Thank you,
Cat. Thank you.